Looking for a new job or recruiting new talent? Kickstart your search on recruitireland.com, where people make better connections. Job seekers, find your perfect match with in-depth company profiles and handy career advice. Recruiters, advertise your jobs and showcase your company across Ireland's trusted media network. Recruitireland.com. Jump on to take off.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Oh my God. Ross, total head back.
Valentine's Day is one anniversary that I'm proud to say I never ever forget. Mainly because it falls on Sean O'Brien's birthday. You know, when I'm in the shop picking up a cord for the dude, I usually end up noticing the Valley's Day display, and I remember to grab one for Circa as well, although it's never as big as the one I buy for Sean. I love my wife, but, and this isn't meant to sound like a criticism of her, she's never helped Leinster to win Heineken Cups or been named the ERC European Player of the Year. But Valentine's Day has clearly been on the girl's mind lately. She's been printing out articles, then leaving them lying around the house, about how to keep the romance in your relationship alive in a time of pandemic, letting me know in no uncertain terms that she still expects the full floor show this year. I've looked through one or two of these, especially Good Housekeeping's 27 Valentine's Day ideas to help you celebrate your love at home, and read their suggestions, including write each other love letters, cook a romantic dinner for two, and my own personal favourite, wear matching outfits for the day. But none of them allows for the simple truth that, after a year of being locked up together, unromantic as this is possibly going to sound, we are sick and tired of the sight of each other. I try to make this point to Sirica, subtly of course, but the conversation ends up escalating pretty quickly. She's like, "What do you mean give it a rest this year?" I'm just making the point that, no more than any other couple, we've been getting on each other's nerves a bit lately. That's not true. You asked me the other night, was I breathing louder than usual? I was trying to concentrate on my knitting, and you seemed to be breathing louder than you normally do. So even my breathing is annoying you. I asked a simple question, Ross, that's all. Well, I'm just making the point that we've eaten an evening meal together every single night since last March, and I fail to see how sending the kids to bed early and putting a candle in the middle of the table is going to somehow make it special. It'd be like, go on Ross, finish that sentence, what would it be like? It'd be like being in prison for a year, and then one day your cellmate tells you that he's going to stop farting for the day. It's a nice gesture, but it doesn't exactly improve your situation. Oh my God, you don't have a romantic bone in your body. I'm using an analogy, Sirica. I suppose you're sending Sean O'Brien a card, are you? It's already in the post, I think. When there, that's because I haven't been locked down with Sean O'Brien. Plus, it's a birthday card. And flowers as well, I presume? That was 1 year, Sirica, and it happened to be his 30th. You know, I think she saw the charge from the florists on her credit card statement and got her hopes up. There's a ring at the front gate then. I press the intercom button and I'm like, hello? Then a woman's voice goes, Ross, it's Celine. Meaning Celine from Five Houses Up. I was wondering, could I have a word with you and Sirica? So, yeah, no, I buzz her in. Sirica's like, I wonder what that's about. Jesus, I hope it's not more banana bread. We tip out to the front door and the woman is standing there. 2 socially distant meters away from us. Circus there. If you've baked something, Celine, I don't want to be rude, but I haven't baked anything, the woman goes. And I relax a bit then, I have to admit. I would like an explanation for that. She points at the envelope that she's left on our doorstep. I bend down and I pick it up. I'm like, what is it? The woman takes a couple of steps backwards, like I'm holding, I don't know, toxic waste or something. It's a Valentine's card, she goes, that your son sent to my daughter. I'm there, yeah, no, Leo's taking a bit of a shine to your Jessica, all right. She goes, have you read what it says on the card? I look at the front. It's like, Happy Valentine's Day, sexy. She's there. I don't think that's an appropriate thing for one five-year-old to write to another. I laugh. I'm there. He didn't write it, Celine. It's printed on the actual card. Well, I still think it's inappropriate, she goes. I couldn't let Jessica see it. Circa is like, can I see it? And I hand it to her. I'm there. He chose it himself, Circa. Probably because he liked the colour or the funny picture on the front. I didn't even look at it. I just handed over the checks. Celine's there. Well, perhaps you should have looked at it. I go, you've no idea what it's like having kids like ours, Celine. The only way to deal with them is just to, like, blank them out. I've driven home from Cornell's Court without them before. Yeah, I'm joking, of course. By the way, I'm not joking. Surika hands the cord back to me, then lets a roar out of her. She's like, Leo, come down here right now. I open the card. Inside, in pink crayon, he's written, Jessica, will you be my grill friend? Followed by a backwards question mark. Like any concerned parent, I'm immediately thinking, Jesus, he's committing himself very early on here. A few seconds later, he's standing at the top of the stairs and he's like, the fuck do you want? Come down here, Sirica goes. I want to talk to you about something. And he makes his way downstairs, glasses halfway down his nose, fucking and blinding under his breath. I'm there again, Celine. It wasn't anyone's fault, but I'm not going to hold it against you for overreacting. But Sirica does something I'm not expecting then. She kneels down, kisses Leo on the cheek and goes, don't ever let anyone change that beautiful romantic heart of yours. And then she goes, Ross, shut the door on that woman. Which is what I very happily do.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello? Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.